League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What do country superstar Lainey Wilson and me have in common? Besides a love of cowboy hats?
It's going to be a short list. I'm a fan of both. I mean, I like you both.
We both had wardrobe malfunctions this week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Lainey Wilson, she's super famous for always wearing the bell bottoms on stage. That's her thing. And here she is joking that she almost gave her fans a real show because she split her pants while she was performing on stage at Michigan's Faster Horses Festival.
Giddy up.
Like a real show.
Yeah, put on jeans when you're sweating. That's no joke.
Oh, they grip things in the wrong spots,
forget
right?
Forget it.
Yeah, a couple of those dips, right? Something, anything could happen.
I do some TV. Like once a month, I go and I do a segment on a local television station. And as I was getting ready to go on, I noticed that like my shirt kept coming down, and like you kept seeing my bra. And I was like, that's so weird. Like, I didn't realize it all day. And
it's happening now.
It's happening now. So, you know, I asked the universe, because I ask the universe all the time for things. I said, dear universe, please don't let me show my bra on TV today.
Right.
And then, you know, we recorded. It played back later. And as I'm watching it live on TV, I said, there's my bra.
Perfect.
There's my bra.
Did it like
the whole world to see.
Did it do a peekaboo or did it stay out there the entire time? Did you adjust after? Is there any time that the camera pivots away?
It was a 5-minute segment.
Yeah.
I made it to the last 45 seconds to a minute.
And then it had to happen.
Would you like to see it, Raven?
Yeah, sure. I think that would be a good idea. Right. Let me
see. There it is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's prominent.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's a good freeze frame, too. They catch you in mid-word right there. It's not a good photo.
It's not a good photo.
That's great.
And I'm like, why? Like out of all the things that and I'm so self-conscious about it, and I keep, looking down. And for some reason, I let my guard down in the last minute of that interview.
You released something around your armpit area or your shoulder rolled back the wrong way, and all of a sudden, boom.
Everybody, look at my bra.
Yeah, look at it. I'm here.
And I wanted you to imagine me sitting on my couch watching this on my TV and just wanting to die.
Yeah.
I'm like, why?
Sure.
Why? I feel like these things like always happen to me. The wardrobe malfunctions, the big mistakes. The biggest wardrobe malfunction I ever have, I can't tell on the radio. But if you ever see me in person and you're a woman, I won't tell you if you're a guy. If you're a woman, just say, what happened when you were on stage with Vanilla Ice? And I'll tell you that story.
I mean, it's happened to lots of people.
What was your wardrobe malfunction? Make me feel better about myself. Alicia.
I have one bra from Victoria's Secret, the bombshell, you know, the really big push-up.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I cannot wear that anymore because it kept happening where, like, my boob starts to half pop out because it's pushing up too much. Maybe I got a size too small. I don't know. But it's, like, started to come out and been really awkward on a couple of dates where I'm just, like, popping out of my shirt because my boob won't stay in my bra.
Some of those push-up bras are ridiculous. Like, you put them on and you're like, excuse me, my chin is touching. Like, it's like I don't understand, like, who can wear those comfortably unless you're, like, a model or something like that or a real housewife.
I feel like those are surgically altered and you don't need to wear a bra anymore, right? You know, all that work's been done.
No, they have ones that with natural, they just push you up so it's too much information, but I know exactly what you're talking about. You know what? Just to make myself feel better, it's out there. It was on TV. If you want to see the picture of my
it's a great picture. The frozen photo.
Look how ugly my face looks.
Well, here's the thing, right? I mean, I can't even see the bra because you have like a dragon sneer going on there in that photo.
You could go to our Instagram at Anna and Raven and see it on our story. I'll just post it. Whatever. I don't care. And if you have a story too, make me feel better. What was your wardrobe malfunction? 1-800-330-9999. Despite asking the universe to not have a wardrobe malfunction on TV, that is exactly what happened to me. I had like a shirt that kept falling down, and out of nowhere, I get on this TV segment I do every month, and sure enough, when I'm watching it back live, there's my bra for the world to see.
Booyah.
Mm-hmm.
It just couldn't be controlled anymore, Anna.
What was your wardrobe malfunction? Make me feel better about this. 1-800-330-9999. Chris.
Well, I was a big biker earlier in life, and I would wear, you know, jeans when I was biking and whatnot. And I think just the repetition of me riding a bike, and I would develop holes in all of my pants, just like down near the crotch area. So it was something I could deal with because it was in a hideable area. But like every once in a while, I was like, I had to bend down, or like, you know, I get down on my knees or something, and someone would be like, hey, there's a hole right in your crotch. I see you're wearing orange underwear today. And that was just something I had to deal with for a while.
You know what, Chris? I have kept a lot of jeans that I had with holes in the crotch.
You shared this with me, is that Anna is a crotch holer. Yeah. I don't know how you do it.
Because sometimes, like, the way, not lately, but the way that you chafe and the way, like, when you wear your favorite jeans all the time, that's where it wears out. And sometimes my favorite jeans are my favorite jeans, and you can't get the same jeans anymore. And I've held on to them, like, with the hole, because, like you said, you can't really see it.
Yeah.
And I just roll with it for a while.
Dude, I am late 40s. I've had maybe one hole in the jeans and the crotch that it wore through in all the years. Like, you talk about it like you have dozens.
Oh, no, there's been many. Many. I understand where
and
he's
Anna's
coming
never
from.
Been a biker.
Never been a biker.
Imagine if you were a biker.
All my pants would have holes in them.
That's right. Maybe that's where chaps really came from. They were like, you know what? This eliminates the crotch hole.
Well, the chafing is a real thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like Facebook groups like devoted to chafing. In my family,
I don't ever want to join that group.
It's
by the
called
way. Thank you.
Mega Babe. If you chafe.
Yeah.
And you don't own Mega Babe, go get it. It's basically deodorant for your thighs.
Okay, it's a good product.
Yeah, and it's not deodorant, but like, you know how like
it makes it slippery? It's like a lubricant.
It makes it not chafe.
Yeah.
It makes it not like rub against each other. Yeah. It works. My family swears by it. Mega Babe, it's what it's called.
Mega Babe.
You can get a Sephora and Ulta wherever you buy your
Try
chafing
that, Chris.
Stuff.
All right, put it on your motorcycle.
Nice.
Wanda, you had a wardrobe malfunction?
Yeah. So I was feeling all cute. I had a new dress on. I'm going out for girls' night, and we're dancing on the dance floor, and I'm feeling more of a breeze. The zipper on the back of my dress had busted open.
Mm. That's a big thing for women, and it happens a lot.
Well, listen, when you start dancing, right?
Yes.
It's got to hold it, but you know what? I'm going to stop talking.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
You know what? But safety pins at the ready.
The safety pins can't fix that.
Yes.
When it splits in the middle, when the zipper splits in the middle, like that, there's no coming back from that.
You need multiple safety pins.
No, you
know
need
what?
A sweater. That's what you need to put over it.
If one safety pin won't fix it, how about a dozen?
It was a loose dress, so we just bunched it up a little bit.
Yep.
And then we had three safety pins, so I was good to go.
Yep.
But I just made sure, you know, I dance in my feet for the rest of the night and not on the dance floor.
Three safety pins and a half a roll of duct tape, and we got this car back running. The helicopter's back in the air. We can fix anything.
You're not cool until you have a wardrobe malfunction.
Is that what you're going to tell yourself now? You're like, all right.
It sounds terrible, but on Monday morning when I saw in the news that Lainey Wilson, the country superstar, her pants split on stage, part of me felt better about myself. I did.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, see?
Take
See?
A little bit of the focus off myself.
I was like, dumb things happen to everybody. Yeah. I do like a TV segment every month, and I knew my shirt was loose, but like was fine. And right before I went out onto the set, I said, Universe, please don't let my bra show during this. And sure enough, as I'm watching the replay later on that afternoon, the last minute of the interview that zoomed in on me, all you see is my bra.
Right. 5 minute segment, last 45 seconds. Hello.
Let my bra. That's my bra right there on TV. Yeah, if you want to see it, you can go to our Instagram. I did a freeze frame of it. I'm embracing it. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So make me feel better. What was your wardrobe malfunction? Katie, give it to me.
So this was around the time that Mariah Carey made all those butterfly tops really popular.
Oh, sure. Yes. I forgot about those. Those were real dangerous.
So mine snapped in the middle of a club. And there was a photographer there taking pictures for National Geographic because he was covering the African American heritage that happens in that particular town.
And so wait a minute. So then he goes to the club and he's covering that for National Geographic? No, dude, he's a National Geographic pervert right there. I love National Geographic. Never seen that photo. But okay, finish the story, Katie.
No, there is actually a picture of me in National Geographic, it's right before my top snapped, actually.
Oh, wait, you got to send that. All right. And we're looking up this photographer because he needs to be maybe reported. But good for you, huh? That's cool.
I mean, you know, it's a great story to tell. And, yeah. You know, I found the picture later online on the National Geographic website.
Yeah.
Not the one of where I accidentally lost my top, but.
Well, that would be a different National Geographic article, but those also exist.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Hey, Eduardo, do you have a wardrobe malfunction? What happened?
Yeah, so for my wardrobe malfunction, I was at a pool party, and every time I go to a pool or something, I don't wear any like underwear or anything when I'm in the swimming pool.
Sure.
And I just kept jumping in the water. Every time I kept getting out, my bum crack was showing every single time because like, I had no tie for the swimming shorts.
Oh. Yeah, the no tie on the swimming shorts is a dangerous game.
I mean, you can't.
Yeah, you can't dive. Mm-hmm. You can never dive, and you have to, like, hold your waist as you get out because you're waterlogged.
You can barely wade. You have to, like, only go into your knees.
No. I mean, you kind of had to know that one was coming, bro. But be careful.
Melanie, your wardrobe malfunction made me feel better about myself. What happened?
I think this will make you feel a lot better. So I was at a function, a black tie function with my dad back, it was a while ago, probably when I was, like, 22, so... Going back a ways. So I came out of the bathroom stall, and I was dressed all nice, nice dress, heels, you know, tights back in the day and all that put together. So I came out, and I start to open the door, and I go out into the lobby, and the people are gathering around, and a woman comes back to, taps me on the back of the shoulder. She's like, honey, I can't let you go out there. And I said, well, I don't know what happened. What's going on? And she said, your dress is tucked right into your tights. You could see the entire back of your body and everything's tucked in and you're giving everybody a free show.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. The tucked into the tights.
Yes.
It's usually a kid's thing that typically happens, you know, it could be at a wedding, a recital, anything like that. But yeah, certainly an embarrassing look.
My 5-year-old, her shirt is constantly tucked in her underwear. And they're coming out. Oh man, that is a tough one.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a nice save, though, by
that
other woman.
It's true.
And every time I leave the bathroom now after a function, I'm like, okay, I double check everything.
Yeah, you got to look at your butt before you walk out.
Give it a spin. Right.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.